And there goes the final whistle. It's all over here at Croke Park. And Dublin have met it back-to-back victories. Donegal have lost again in Division 1. It was 4 points in the end. 215 to 211 was the final score in this game. And Patrick McBurdy finishing the tie for Donegal with a goal and six. The top scorer for Dublin was Brian Fenton. He kicked 1-5 for Dublin. He's a man of the match contender, along with the likes of Brian Howard. In this game, Donegal, after 15 minutes, were leading 1-4 to 2 points. The goal coming from Patrick McBurdy in the 10th minute. But then Dublin started to work through the gears, and from the 16th minute to the half-hour mark, they were in total dominance on the scoreboard. The likes of Costello, Brian Howard with two, Fenton and Lahif all getting on the score sheet, but it was the goal from Niall Scully in the 20th minute which closed that gap to just a single point. Donegal went in at the break trailing by three. It was 1-8 to 1-5. But it was an entertaining second half as well, and Donegal surely were right on the hunt in this tie. Michael Murphy getting a second goal for Donegal in the 53rd minute. There was a ball in. Shane O'Donnell, a great kick out for starters from Sean Patton, which then found Shane O'Donnell into Ryan McHugh. He sent it into the area. Murphy was dangerous in between a couple of Dublin players. The keeper came out. Murphy got the hand to it into the back of the net. At that stage, it was 2-6 to Donegal. It was 1-11 to Dublin. Donegal had closed the gap to two. But after that, it was point for point, really. Patrick McBurdy doing the bulk of the scoring and the rest of the game for Donegal. Dean Rockstarred in the final quarter as well. He ended the tie with 1-5. As we said, Patrick McBurdy ending the game with 1-6. The other Donegal scorers, Michael Murphy scored 1-1. Ryan McHugh got a point. Conor O'Donnell got two. And Aaron Doherty got one as well. So Martin McHugh, in the end, there was only 4 points in it here in Croke Park. Some were saying that Donegal could be on the wrong end of a hammering from Dublin, given that they felt the Dubs were back after the one last week. But that wasn't the case. This match today, with Donegal minus Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan, and the likes of Kiel McGonigal, and Niall O'Donnell as well, they put it up to the Dubs here today at times.
And Oisin Gallan, I suppose, hasn't played this year much at all. And you're right. And, you know, it was a... it's a good enough performance by Donegal, you'd have to say. You know, you'd be happy enough, but we can't be happy with a loss. It was there. There were times this game was there. We made silly mistakes back into it. And there were times we could have got right back into it and everything else. But in saying all that, looking at it, is, you know, you'd be disappointed, because the important thing is to stay up. So next weekend at Letterkenny is a big game. Most people say we're having a good record in Letterkenny. We're beaten in Balbuffet this year by Monaghan for the first time in 12 years ever. Next week in Letterkenny is the time for us. Set a marker that we're going to start winning games in Letterkenny. We need this 2 points. I know we're playing Armagh, but we have to get... the first thing we need to do is get the league put to bed, and we need 2 points. And Armagh were beaten by Kerry today. Armagh had a brilliant start, because probably their level of fitness was way ahead of everybody else. Slipped down a bit now. I was, you know, you'd have to be happy enough. I mean, you talked about the young lads. It's good for them to get a run out in Croke Park. It's good to see Neil McGee coming off the bench as well. And Jimmy Brennan got game time. Now, he wasn't sharp today, but that's understandable enough. And Conor Donnell kicked two very, very good points. But Paddy McBurdy was back to the Paddy McBurdy we know. And conceding the post, the penalty was, you know, silly penalty giveaway. Some referees mightn't give it and everything else, but the other goal, as I said, was a turnover and everything else. If we just stop silly mistakes, we showed today, and kicking the ball with McBurdy and Murphy inside, I think that's where we can cause problems. Less one enough ball in the middle of the field, and we showed today, you know, what we're about and everything else. Now, say they beat Tyrone last week, and then people say, well, Tyrone weren't impressive last night, to Dublin not that impressive. But saying that, Croke Park is a good game, but one thing is, they're nothing for losing. We got nothing out of the game, and this was a game I felt after 15-20 minutes looked like, if we believe enough for ourselves, we could have won the game and everything else. Now after that, we never looked like one at Oisin, you know, that way and everything else. But good, you'll have to take it, and hopefully we can stay up in the league, and maybe still the 5 points might stay up, because our head-to-head with both Kildare and Tyrone, if we end up with just two teams, we've beaten both of them in the head-to-head. We don't want to go head-to-head with Monaghan or Dublin. We want head-to-head with Kildare, with just one of them, if it does come to that, and if we don't win next week. But I think Armagh are not as good as they were, and I think we'll be good enough to beat them next week.
Okay, hopefully so. We'll see what happens on Super Sunday. Next Sunday, as the division comes to a close, we know that if Donegal beat Armagh, they will be safe. Even if they were to lose, they're still in with a big chance of staying in the top flight, depending on other results. But here at Croke Park today, Donegal have suffered defeat in the penultimate game of the Division 1 campaign. It's finished Dublin 2-15, Donegal 2-11.